is old LGO. And I lost my mind somewhere in New Mexico. And T.W. put a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, December 27th, 2018, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. Just days away from 2019 and all kinds of interesting things in store, eh? Welcome and good morning. We'll go through some things. Maybe we'll play some clips, probably. Technology is acting up, seems, for a lot of people. There are reports that phones are very slow. I know that technology is not behaving for me properly this morning. So that's interesting. Is technology misbehaving for you as well? And, you know, are phones being throttled? Is technology being throttled again in an effort to fail forward? Wouldn't be surprising, would it? Because if history teaches us anything, it's that when bad guys identify a strategy they believe works, the mantra is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So they adopt a rinse and repeat sort of mindset and strategy when it comes to that. There's a lot going on. This is always a busy time of year. It's, you know, I don't know, I don't want to gear too much of my thought process or this broadcast or anything like that. I don't want to gear too much of that in terms of bad guy stuff. But, you know, being wise as serpents, that would seem to require incorporating the news of the day to some extent. And so we'll embark down that path. A couple of days after Christmas, I hope that you had a good, I hope that you were able to celebrate in the true fashion of the season, you know, the reason for the season kind of thing, and you were able to gather with loved ones, family, friends, and enjoy a moment of respite. It seems that barring some miraculous intervention, we're on a collision course with destiny of biblical and, you know, revelation in particular proportion. So seems like things are careening ahead. Some of the things maybe we'll talk about, you know, the yellow vest stuff. Aaron and Melissa Dykes went to Paris, published a video yesterday. What's really going down in Paris? That's interesting. What's happening in Afghanistan? Their RT published a video, when was that, yesterday, I want to say, "We are coming, Blackwater ad triggers fears, Trump is seeking to privatize Mideast wars." That's an interesting video. Maybe we'll play that. It's short, 5 minutes and change. And juxtapose that with Brennan O'Connell's intimations. America leaves Afghanistan, Russia, China, and Iran move in. So you kind of put that together, and the bottom line is that, again, things are, seems they're kicking into high gear. And, you know, it's exactly what's been planned for 200 years. Bad guys destroying families, governments around the world, and just a smaller and smaller coterie of folks controlling everything the world over, it seems. So, and that's just becoming more and more obvious. I will start with this article, though, and you know, I wanted to be hopeful, but it's slightly discouraging to kind of see. You know, again, I mean, I mentioned, we hear about pulling out of Syria. Is that a good thing? Or is it just a pretext for more bad stuff? I saw this article, the Daily Signal article, a couple of days ago. Ben Sasse's wise counsel for a lonely, polarized country. And so this from the Daily Signal's Morning Bell. I think it was Christmas Day, the first day it was circulated. An article over at the Heritage Foundation, obviously, published, what was that, 2 weeks ago now? No, last week. December 19th, Alexandra Hudson. Alexandra Hudson is a young lady who earned a degree in comparative social policy at the London School of Economics as a Rotary Scholar. And so that's interesting. She contributes to the Wall Street Journal, among other publications, and writing an article about Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse, who himself is a Yale alum and former Chicago native. So that's interesting. And so my conjecture is, can anything good come out of an article at the Daily Signal, Heritage Foundation's Daily Signal, written by a London School of Economics graduate about a book written by a Yale graduate? Hard to imagine. It's an interesting article, though. Ben Sasse's wise counsel for a lonely, polarized country. Here's where I think it starts to, my cynicism is goaded, I suppose you could say. You go to World Economic Forum is obviously in view. It's that time of year again. And what kind of nonsense will we undoubtedly be subjected to this year as the fourth industrial revolution grinds forward? World Economic Forum published, the YouTube channel published a video that to me is a sort of harbinger that this is, the article is not a coincidence that I refer to. 2 days before the article was published that I refer to, World Economic Forum published a video December 17th, AI and the Future of the Human Voice. It's a beta zone project video, they call it. Anyway, the description, in a world of increasingly virtual communication, the voice remains humankind's most fundamental communication tool. Voice artist and beatboxer Harry Yeth, a.k.a. Reeps One, not a super talented guy in my opinion, explains how he has used AI to create a simulation of his own voice that he can interact with. And what this project suggests about the future of interaction between humans and machines, with thanks to Second Self, presented by Nokia Bell Labs for additional footage. It's interesting. How did Bell Labs go from, this technology that was really, it was very obscure and not good. It wasn't good technology. It was very expensive. And that was only 10 years ago. You probably remember, the Dragon software and stuff that was not good. It just wasn't good. And now suddenly we've come forward only 10 years. And Bell Labs is suddenly the leader in technology that, I mean, if you or I had to invest in this technology 10 years ago, trying to guess it was going to be successful, I certainly would have bet no. with the millions of dollars that they'd already spent and countless hours of research. Not much to show for it, at least as far as the general public was concerned. And lo and behold, we push forward, which is, it just sort of underscores the point that Jaron Lanier has made in particular, I think, you know, going back to his book, You Are Not a Gadget, a Manifesto. It's interesting how certain technologies and certain ideas make it to lock in. A lot of them, like the Mimi architecture in sound and music and technology, that's an inferior technology. That's widely acknowledged, but why did it make it to lock-in status, essentially? So it's interesting how some things, sometimes the worst ideas get locked in, which reminds me of James Lowen's book, Lies My Teacher Told Me. I mentioned in the past how he observes that it's curious that the provocative reasons for things happening and the folks influencing things from behind the scenes don't seem to make it into the historical record. We just have this sanitized version of history that things just happened. The accidental version of history, and nobody was trying to influence things from behind the scenes, even though history tells a different story and it's not conspiratorial. You know, you go to, you know, one of the most provocative examples in recent history, the creation of the thing otherwise known as the Nation of Israel. And, you know, the Balfour Declaration in 1917 is clear evidence and proof of, well, a conspiracy, which led to the British Mandate. This is a concerted effort to do something. Who is, or, you know, what is the impetus behind the Balfour Declaration, the British Mandate for Palestine, and then the declaration as the British Mandate expires? And that's not even all. That's, you know, that's just common knowledge on Wikipedia. But as I've mentioned, you can go further back, obviously. I mean, you have the first Zionist Congress in 1897. What were they doing there? Their intentions were very clear. And then again, just a short time after that, as I've mentioned before, Waleed Khalidi's article, The Jewish Ottoman Land Company, Herzl's Blueprint for the Colonization of Palestine. Here's an agreement from Theodore Herzl's own trove of personal documents that is the outline of an agreement between the World Zionist Organization and the Ottoman government concerning the, quote, privileges, rights, liabilities, and duties of the Jewish Ottoman Land Company for the settlement of Palestine and Syria. And as Khalidi observed, the document does not bear a date, but seems to have been drawn up sometime between the summer of 1901 and early 1902. So these things happen, and then eventually the general public gets wind of it. You know, we get the sanitized version, politically correct, publicly palatable, Bernaysian, you know, that version. So we'll talk about these stories and a whole lot more when we come back. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over Front Sight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. So this idea here, this concept, you know, the article, again, I was hopeful. Ben Sasse's wise counsel for a lonely, polarized country. Yeah, this is true. I don't know about you, but it's a lament. Speaking of the holiday season, it's certainly a lament for me. You know, we look around, things are different. I mean, I've had conversations with folks. We're all kind of feeling the same way, I think, many of us, where we're missing the close personal interaction of our fellow sufferers, essentially, in many cases, in many ways. But, you know, we can't stand each other because there's been this general decline in civility, morality, basic social etiquette, these kinds of things. And so it's difficult, very difficult. What do you do? And, you know, so according to the World Economic Forum and Harry Yeff, you know, maybe one of the answers is to create an AI simulation of your own voice. And that's cool, but wait, we've seen that movie, haven't we? Wasn't there a movie about that? AI, artificial intelligence. No, that was Steven Spielberg, 2001. Remember that Spielberg sci-fi movie? And speaking of Spielberg, Ex Machina. Anyway, predictive programming. Again, these things don't happen by accident. So, by the way, AI, Spielberg's AI was that was published in 2001. It was based on Ian Watson's 1969 short story, and we know how many films in recent years have been made and remade based on the novels by Philip K. Dick, for example. Particularly, but no, that's not the film. It was Her, right? Back in 2013, which seemed, I mean, remember 2013? We didn't have all of the, look at the explosion of this kind of technology just in the last several months. I read several articles or at least glanced at them, saw them in the last week or 2 weeks about how, the Google Assistant has received many upgrades and dialects and slang and all kinds of things like that. And you can do all kinds of fun things. I still don't understand the point of a Google Assistant or, any of them, Microsoft's Paperclip, Siri, Google Assistant. They're all annoying to me. I don't find them helpful at all. So again, speaking of Jaron Lanier, I think he's right. We have to dumb ourselves down significantly for these things to seem helpful. But Her was the predictive programming movie, I think, in this case. And now we have the article over at the Daily Signal that seems to correspond directly with the World Economic Forum video. They're released within days of each other, same subject matter. But I haven't read Ben Sasse's book, but to be I guess candid, I found Alexandra Hudson's article informative, but it's the same sort of thing. You have to wonder, I've talked about this in the past, the way that, for example, Larkin Texas and I have discussed Hayek's Road to Serfdom. I think that Hayek outlined the problem incredibly well, and to amass the sort of resources that Hayek was able to gather and compress them into such a tight compendium in reflection of World War II is truly remarkable, I think. But, you have the the Mont Pelerin pilgrim folks in view, which reminds me of so many other things. One of the other most provocative examples is Paulo Freire's intimation of the problem of oppression in Pedagogy of the Oppressed. And I think in similar fashion, people identify with other things like, the struggle Marx outlines, for example. Bad guys are notoriously good at articulating the problem they create. It's just the solutions they advocate in dialectical conflict fashion that are the problem. So there's really no solution advocated that I'm aware of in Alexandra Hudson's article, other than to read Ben Sasse's book. And having not read it, I hope I'm not, well, I wouldn't want to lead people astray on it. Anyway, we'll be right back. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour, excuse me, of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Thursday, December 27th, 2018, just about to head into the new year, days away. So I'll give you the two sides of this. You decide for yourself. Two sides being an article that, again, seems to articulate the dilemma that we face well. And the other side, coincidentally, the video World Economic Forum published 2 days before the article. So do bad guys collaborate? Well, history tells us they do, years in advance. So Alexandra Hudson's article over at the Daily Signal, Ben Sasse's wise counsel for a lonely, polarized country. You know, this speaks to so much that we will talk about today, so much that's going on. You know, we've talked about, again, the situation in France that has spread, and people say, well, you know, it really is an outgrowth of an organic, spontaneous uprising. People in France are upset. Sure, what conditions created that social unrest? And so is it possible to foment that? Again, I go back to Brzezinski's remarks when he said, we didn't force the Soviets into Afghanistan, but we created a situation that made it virtually impossible for them not to intervene. And so when has that Machiavellian edict or mantra or modus operandi ceased to be the sort of overarching and guiding principle? You know, again, people protesting and saying, you know, we're outraged by this, and bad guys saying, you know, it's the devil leading the opposition. We're outraged. We're upset. We demand better working conditions and so forth. Workers of the world unite. Nonsense. And the man who's steering the protests and opposition from behind the scenes, guiding them, says, you're going to get reform good and hard. You know, that's what seems to be the case and seems to be what's shaping up in France and elsewhere. And so it's not just the situation that the article represents. It's not just France. It's the economic problems that we face. And some people will touch on the central banking issue, but we don't need reform. We don't need audits of central banking. We need to get rid of it. The simple truth is, anytime you have central banking that issues a currency at interest, and it is a fiat, as I say, you know, it has value because I say it has value. And what they call fractional reserve, which is an oxymoron. There is no reserve. You know, the reserve is just more paper. That's a logical fallacy of circular reasoning. There is no reserve. I guess one of the greatest proofs of that is the $29 trillion that's been hypothecated in recent years. No reserve. And ever since Nixon took America, you know, closed the gold window and took us entirely off the gold standard, finishing the work that Bretton Woods represented, the Federal Reserve, Bretton Woods, etc. Federal Reserve Act, Bretton Woods Conference. Ever since that moment, inflation has been skyrocketing. Through the Reagan years and beyond, we've seen inflation skyrocket. No one is immune from the effects of this. And so if you're not playing the first money game and winning at the first money game, and how do you do that? I mean, you create biotech companies, participate in, what's the name of it now? Peter Thiel and Reid Hoffman and buddies. Founders Fund.com, where billionaire wonderkind Bruce Wayne types pool their resources and keep, you know, $4 or $5 billion on hand at any given time to invest in the next great biotech, et cetera, startup. That's how you do it. Or, you know, you start a DefSec, PMC, Halliburton affiliated company. And again, we'll get back to the the RT video. We are coming. Blackwater ad triggers fears. Trump is seeking to privatize Mideast wars. But see, you know, you just listen to the article. It's, again, interesting to note that the logical fallacies abound. Trump is not seeking to privatize Mideast wars. And even the article points out it's not Donald Trump that's necessarily doing that, but it's just sort of making useful use of Donald Trump as a figurehead, as is always the case, to get people infighting and self-targeting and so on and so on, never really coming to the knowledge of the truth, as the Bible puts it. Fighting paper tigers and, you know, again, I mean, you think of Thoreau and Walden, there are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root. The root, in this case, beyond the spiritual aspect of the battle, which is identified in Ephesians 6 and 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5, for example, that paramount issue notwithstanding, the heart of the matter is the central banking issue, you know, and so many ills. People just can't seem to identify and reconcile stem from that issue. It's what Keynes wrote in The Economic Consequences of the Peace back in 1919. This is what happens. This situation creates a rearrangement of wealth in the favor of the diabolical and nefarious. Does it in a way in which not one man in a million can deduce. But it's really simple. You know, if you have a central bank that's issuing currency that is backed by nothing, especially at interest, A, you can never pay that off. It's debt that can never be paid off. And you listen to Gerardo Colmain did an interview last couple of days or so, last few days. Yellow Vest Revolt, Gerardo Colmain, December 2018. And he's talking about how, you know, the French government, for example, is indebted to certain interests, central banks in particular. And if you can't pay that off, then the borrower is servant to the lender. That's a simple truth. And beyond that, when you have that situation, when you have inflation, when you have currency being issued that is backed by nothing, it devalues all of the units in circulation, which means you have less purchasing power over time as new units are introduced into circulation. That's simple. Isn't that simple? I mean, that's not complicated, right? New units are introduced. The system will find equilibrium. The purchasing power of each new unit, well, the purchasing power of each subsequent unit devalues all units in circulation, which means you have decreased purchasing power. Value is actually a misnomer. So it decreases the purchasing power. Value is in the goods and services purchased, but the monetary units represent purchasing power only at this point, which is confusing, I think, but hopefully that makes sense. So the purchasing power of each new, well, the purchasing power is diminished by each new unit introduced into circulation, which simply means if you make X number of Federal Reserve notes, X number of dollars this year, you will have reduced purchasing power next year and the year after, year over year, which is why everyone's always seeking a cost of living increase. And with these systems coming down and the kind of situation you have in France, now we're looking at what? What are we going to do? We're going to pump robots into circulation, robots and artificial intelligence, machine learning, technology, automation is going to take over production. And so what are we going to do with all these people, you know? We're going to put them on the government dole, a UBI, Universal Basic Income. And hopefully, through that socialized system, we'll all just be eking out, begging for our daily ration. That's the plan. So if you want to reverse the effects of that process and keep your wealth, which begins with your labor in this case, then you get rid of the central banking system. You get rid of it. It is inimical to freedom, which gets back to how Hayek diagnosed the problem. There's a very real link between economic freedom and political freedom, which is why guys like Mike Huckabee have observed that, you know, again, borrowing from his quote, to create havoc in the world. To create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings and poor, desperate people to provide the manpower. Do you hear that? What's happening in France right now? People say, you know, how can you say that? I mean, these people in France, they're all controlled opposition. I'm not saying that, but I am saying that you look at what's happening. I mean, watch Aaron and Melissa Dyke's video over at True Stream Media, what's really going down in Paris, and decide for yourself. Listen to what Garrett O'Coleman says. Garrett O'Coleman. Garrett O'Coleman, as we Americans say. And decide for yourself what's happening. To create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings and poor, desperate people to provide the manpower. Are poor, desperate people providing manpower in France? I think from every account I've seen, we all agree that's definitely happening. It's these poor, desperate, outraged people who are providing the manpower. And are there intellectual underpinnings? Yes, there is also that. That seems a point that we all agree on. Was what was arguably spontaneous and organic conscripted along the way? Again, that seems fairly self-evident and beyond dispute at this point. Whatever may or may not have been organic or spontaneous in origin in France has been co-opted and conscripted if it wasn't guided, directed, led, steered from the very beginning. So back to Huckabee. Again, the most precise distillation of Marxism I've ever heard. To create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings and poor, desperate people to provide the manpower. Before the Russian Revolution, the rural peasants who formed the overwhelming bulk of the population weren't sitting around reading Karl Marx. They were illiterate. It took a small number of intellectuals to provide the theory and then rally oppressed peasants behind them. The ruling class is the spark. The ruling class is the spark. But the underclass is the fuel. A strong middle class is the firewall. Strong middle class. How do you maintain a middle class? Again, economic freedom and political freedom seem to be inseparable. So how do you maintain a middle class? Because according to this distillation of Marxism, a strong middle class is the firewall. And Alan Greenspan, Easy Money Alan, reminds us back in 1966, more than 50 years ago, Greenspan said it. That was before Nixon closed the gold window. Gold and economic freedom. An almost hysterical antagonism toward the gold standard is one issue which unites statists of all persuasions. They seem to sense, perhaps more clearly and subtly than many consistent defenders of laissez-faire, that gold and economic freedom are inseparable. Gold and economic and political freedom, for that matter, seem inseparable. That the gold standard is an instrument of laissez-faire and that each implies and requires the other. No wonder David de Rothschild doesn't like the gold standard. Nah, that's a bad idea. I'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, it feels it's good getting used. Oh, you just
till you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me.
Welcome back. This is how it works. This is how it works. You know, wherever you go, there are points in history that tell us, and this should be the first lesson we learn when it comes to power and control. Again, notwithstanding that paramount issue of the spiritual battle, Ephesians chapter 6, 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28, et cetera, et cetera. Daniel 12. Pretty much every chapter of the book of Revelation, et cetera, et cetera. This should be one of the first lessons. The Bible tells us that the borrower is servant to the lender. The lender is master of the borrower. So we used to understand this. This used to be taught, at least to some extent, in this society. And, you know, guys like David Rothschild think that a gold standard is a bad idea because then the people can't determine for themselves. Well, that's not entirely true. You know, you create a junky society when you get them hooked on this specious currency. Because again, they're going to be winners and losers. Again, you know, going back to Ned Beatty's quote from Shooter, Senator Charles Meacham, they're only haves and have-nots. And when you create a disparity, there's no way to protect yourself from confiscation of wealth, your labor that is transmuted into wealth in other means, you know. Greenspan told us whether the single medium is gold, silver, seashells, cattle, or tobacco is optional depending on the context and development of a given economy. In fact, all have been employed. But, you know, if all goods and services were to be paid for in gold, large payments would be difficult to execute. This would tend to limit the extent of society's divisions of labor and specialization. Thus, a logical extension of the creation of a medium of exchange is the development of a banking system and credit instruments. But that's disingenuous, right? That's misleading. Credit instruments, that's a sort of sleight of hand. Anyway, we'll talk more about that and other stuff when we come back. Stick around. Second hour coming up.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. L5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.